Hi, everybody. This is our Monday BBS radio show, Creation Lights Your Healing, and this is Healing Highway. So we're on the sixth day of March 2017, so we'll clear the date. Remember, things happen this year, every year going back, so you could be quarter to the date, and you may be going out on timelines that you know nothing about because this date hooked you up years ago. So here we go. Let's release you from this energetic cording for the date of today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So sometimes when I'm doing this clearing, as you're listening, you might possibly see an event that kind of goes before your eyes and gets released. There are people that when they do the clearings, they actually see that happening. It's maybe a split second, you know, tenth of a second or something. They get a vision and it's gone. So if that's happened to you, you might want to just let us know, because that's validation that got released and you just happen to see it move out. So here we go, everybody. Let's energize the light being on your monitor screen, or if you have more screens up, we'll energize those too. And this will bring you peace energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And next, you may have a situation going on, maybe a problem, an owie or something. Could be, emotional or physical. Just think of one of these things that you may have. Hopefully you only have one. Here we go, releasing that from you. Ideally, hopefully you have nothing. So here we go, releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, we'll bring up our co-host, and I was just talking with her, and she's out of the makeup room and did her voice tonings and wider weight. So how did you do on that last note, Elizabeth? It sounded pretty good.
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here with Ron and everybody listening. Thanks so much for joining us. And this is the Healing Highway Show, where every week we take your questions and testimonials, any questions you may have about Ron's online interactive healings, which enable you to use pure divine light energy from the source that created you. So all of the healings that we talk about, as well as all of the samples that Ron will do during the duration of our broadcast today, are at creationlightship.com. And you can find a list of all of Ron's online healings there, as well as many different links to questions and answers, if you want to do a little bit more reading about it online, as well as the picture of the light being, which Ron just activated for you in your space to bring peace energy for the duration of the broadcast. So hopefully you all have that up. And you can send questions or testimonials if you've already been on one of the conference calls that Ron does, and he does many of those every month. You can email us your experiences to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you'd like to submit a question or a testimonial anonymously, you can just navigate to the top of creationlightship.com and click on the Listen and Chat with Us live. It'll take you there. And there's also a chat link on our BBS radio homepage, as well as access to all the archived shows that Ron has done, many of them, and many of the sample healings that we do during the show will work on the archives, unless otherwise specified. So, Ron, I guess we'll get into some questions here from the listeners. And someone wrote in and said, "Hi, when you released the date, I did see the event released for a split second."
Good. Good. So your body should feel better. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and sometimes it really depends on where you're at. If you watch I know this just got posted to Ron's YouTube channel, his recent appearance at the Los Angeles Expo. And there's a, if you want to check that out, there's a video up now where Ron does a really good explanation of timelines and the alien agenda, how to empower yourself, how to use the healings. And it's always interesting to watch those because it really does give you a great basic understanding of the work and how you can better protect and use the healings to connect more with source energy, which is the energy that created you, and also about kind of the dangers of going outside of yourself for healing and whether or not you should do that. And it's, you know, obviously something that if you do a lot of the creation lightship healings, you probably don't have a desire to do anymore. But maybe you were wondering why, and it's also a great refresher, I think, for those of us who are familiar with Ron and his work to kind of look at it from a new perspective. So it's always great. I always like the way Ron handles the listener questions. It's always very direct and thoughtful information. So hopefully everybody can check that out when they have time. It's on Ron Amatron's YouTube channel. Just wanted to mention that. And Ron, we have a testimonial from a listener who says it was a great weekend of healing, and this is in reference to your monthly 8-hour healing conference calls that you do every month. And this listener wrote in and said, thank you for a great weekend of healing. The Saturday Ascension call with the joint lubrication and water charging felt great. Then the ride on the Light Beam Dragon Saturday night was fun, as well as relaxing and healing. All of the rooms we visited on Sunday were healing, and the 90-minute personal physical light beam treatment was particularly powerful. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration of our health and for your generosity.
Great.
That's great, yeah. And Ron, maybe you could talk a little bit about what was going on during the personal healing session with the light beings. Did we all get our own light being to work on us?
Yeah, normally that's what happens. When you're on a light ship, you are there physically. So it's not that this is like an energetic a healing. It's a physical healing. So you are communicating in the now with them. And as you are doing that, then you need to specify, which is already noted up there, but down here, since you may not realize what happened, you will say that you have a shoulder that's hurting you. So you ask them to in a sense, fix it. So they will do what they do with, we'll say, one procedure. And then it's up to you, because remember, once that is done, there's no record of it. It's all in the now. So once it's done, then you need to, for yourself, look at it again and just see if what they have done for you is effective enough for you. And you may say, oh, you worked on my shoulder again. And the word again wouldn't mean anything to them. All they're going to know about is, yeah, and now there's a shoulder problem. What they did previously doesn't, you know, there's no record of that. So then they work on it again. So you keep requesting your healing, which is what I tell people to do down here, is to keep requesting your healing. And then the next now moment comes, and they work on you, and so it's up to you to keep requesting. Now, some people have the mind-controlling programs of no pain, no gain, and so they may want to work their way through it. You may only want to have half of the healing done. So for you, a little bit of pain is perfectly fine, because some people are taught that you need to figure out why you have it and everything else. Well, then if you have that mindset, you're just torturing your body. And so that to me is disgusting, thinking that you have to work yourself up into a frenzy to figure out what's going on and to find out what past life it was in and why it happened to you with the law of cause and effect. And people go on and on and on with this stuff. The light doesn't need to know anything. That's what I tell people. When you come to, like, the lectures or even on this show here, you just need to show up. And then you request your healing and whatever can be done for you in that moment when I'm doing the work, and or the light beings are doing the work, then it gets done. And naturally, you know, some things are much more complicated and harder than others, just because of all the mind control patterns that people have, you know, connected themselves with. So if this was your first lifetime here, for instance, and you have no problems in your DNA of past memories and situations, and something, you know, happened to you, you could be healed instantly. You could even grow a new arm or leg or anything else on you because there'd be no past history of contaminations. So that's what we're kind of working for at some point here is I would love to do that for the, you know, the veterans to bring them back into wholeness. So we'll just see what happens on down the road. But that's what I wanted to do for quite a long time, you know. So let's continue on, Elizabeth. We'll see what happens.
Yes, Ron, I know you have talked about that before, and that's really an amazing goal. I hope that we can do that at some point. It's really crazy what people have to go through here. And I actually remember from my childhood, my gym teacher screaming that phrase at us, no pain, no gain. So maybe that would be a good phrase to clear in the alien keyword intercept.
Okay, I can do a sample of that. So think of a situation that you have, and there may be a word associated with that. And so we have that, you know, as a pre-clearing. Remember, whatever you do is bringing you one step further, closer, we'll say, not further, but closer to, you know, a gain that you, or, you know, releasing your problem that you're dealing with. So think of a word that comes up right now for you. And that word could be tied into hundreds of programs, and that word could activate those programs. So we can't think of a word. I'm sure everybody should think of the word money. That seems to be one of those big words that we have here that people would like to have more of. So here we go. So releasing the energy, and it could be the energy and the money that's the problem. You say maybe the money's great, but everybody who holds that dollar bill that you get and, you know, it's went through 100,000 people, you know, has all that negativity on it. So anyway, here we go. Think of a word, and I'll release that and just see how your body's reacting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, and if you thought of your word and you felt something, or you'd like to share your experience with getting that word released, please do let us know what happened at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And it's funny, today I was thinking, you know, we have all of these things you can do online, like you can print your own stamps, you can basically get anything you want. It's like a giant shopping mall on the internet. But why can't we just print our own money? Like, if we need money, why can't we just decide, like, okay, I'm going to print my own and have it be legal tender? Because really, that's kind of all it is anyway, just this piece of paper that everyone has agreed has meaning. And a lot of the times, especially now, I don't actually ever see money. It's just kind of this nefarious number that, you know, if you have a certain number in your bank account, it means you can get certain things. And if you don't, you can't. So I hardly ever have cash on me now with the, you know, the debit cards and the credit cards. So it's very interesting. Like, does it even really exist? You just kind of have these numbers that are arbitrarily assigned to however, you know, if you get a paycheck, you have a certain number. A lot of it is direct deposit, so you never even actually see it. It's very interesting. So, you know, it would be nice if we could just say, oh, I need, you know, $2,000 to get this used car. I'll go print it and just, you know, go buy it with that.
Great.
That would be great, you know, because, I mean, it's just kind of this arbitrary made-up number. But I think, I guess, what is important to do is to, if you are having issues with that, not having enough money or maybe, you know, usually it's, that's the situation most people are in. And why don't you have enough, and what clearings could you do to maybe not directly, say, allow you to win the lottery, but to get that energy of lack or wanting or feeling like maybe it's you're not good enough or something. So there's lots of empowering clearings and timeline crashes that you can do to possibly open up your sources of money via the creation light chip. And Ron has done a lot of those, and as well as neutralizing money in the past for people.
Yep, and you need to realize, are you allergic to money, you know? So anyway, let's I had an email from a lady. She's a newbie. And her question was, in a sense, how do I help my spirit? And it's a very nice email. So she wanted to help her spirit and be able to maybe pray to it to enhance it or something. So I did send a response back. She may be listening tonight. So I'll just kind of go over that for some people, because what happens is you first got everybody's first got indoctrinated with churches, typically, and you've got to connect to something, you know, pray outside of yourself, so you become prey to that deity entity that you're praying to. And you think it's going in one direction because everybody tells you that, like Jesus is coming, and he'll save you from all your sins, etc. And there's probably other, you know, think of how many hundreds of Indian gods there are that people pray to. So it all kind of is under the thing of dark side practitioner, curses, hexes, spells, witchcraft, etc., because you're relying on something else to help you. And the aliens just love that, man. As soon as you do that, man, you ring their doorbell, and they're right there to oblige you and to take you sideways. That's why I use the word pray, P-R-E-Y, and you become that. So you get hooked up. So you don't need to connect to your spirit with any kind of information or any type of healing. And if you were to attempt to do that, that's what the dark side practitioners do. They connect to your spirit, and they can also connect to your body. But they know if they harm your spirit, your body will actually start to decay. So that's what they do. And that's what our next major clearing is going to be, a spirit in the box clearing. That'll be coming up here. The date, I'm not sure of the second, but it will be coming up, I think, maybe next month, I think. But anyway, you don't need to connect with it. Your spirit doesn't know words or vocabulary. If it does, it would be in judgment. And then it would not be in the now, because it would be hanging on to past timelines of wordings. And then it's down the rat hole. So as far as trying to help it to do anything, the best thing you can do is not think so it could be with you. And then do clearings. And hopefully the clearings will clear a space where you have negativity in you from your mind energies, the programs, the implants, etc., that force your spirit out of your body. So that's the only thing you can do, is do clearings to get rid of this stuff, to clear yourself out. And then your spirit, if it's around you, floating around outside of you, will say, can't re-enter your body. Now, if for some reason the dark side took it to the dark side universe and it's being tortured and they're making clones out of it, may not even be here, then, you know, you have no way to really capture that or get it back to you. And that's the way life has been here on this planet for a long time, when the aliens took charge and, you know, abducted people. So anyway, and abductions happen as soon as you pray. They got you. They are abducting you to some timeline somewhere. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. So you don't have to do anything to try to help your spirit. One thing you can do for yourself is to help you to get your spirit with you. So hopefully that will help you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize this until something happens and the physical problem has already manifested. And then you have a diagnosis, and then you have that phrase in your mind that you can't get out of, and all of these things cord you and connect you to these darkness energies, which want to steal and control your energy. So it's very important to do the clearing so that you can get rid of that emotional attachment to whatever you were told or whatever you read, or just kind of stay more in the now and try to be heart-centered, because that's where you want to be. Like if you watch the video from the expo, Ron is talking about how important it is to not think. And I think that kind of makes people do a double take because they're like, well, how do I not think? And, you know, obviously you should do the mind to heart drop every hour and you should be in your heart center. A lot of us have a hard time doing that because we are subjected to cordings and programs and all kinds of other dark side alien agenda things. So, Ron, maybe we should do a sample healing for everybody.
Okay. Any ideas?
I was thinking somebody had a question about the orb clearing, so I was thinking maybe we could do a sample orb release for everybody.
Okay. So, the orbs are alien. So, you know, if I were to ask all of you, have you ever seen an alien before? Well, they may have seen something on TV that looked like an alien, or that, you know, they want to let us get an idea of what they look like. They create something. So from there, orbs are aliens. So if you've seen any orbs, you're seeing aliens directly. And what they show up in pictures, but you can't really see them physically. But you do see them in pictures, you know. And, geez, what if they're over your nose trying to suffocate you? Maybe they're putting out tentacles into your nostrils, going down into your lungs. So let's work on this one. This may be kind of neat. So here we go. Releasing the orb or orbs attached to the front of your nose. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and pulling out those tentacles. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. We'll just see if anybody threw up a furball or anything, you know? Maybe you feel a little different. Maybe your nostrils feel different. Maybe you can breathe now. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron, it's always so amazing when you do these alien energy clearings. And a lot of people were writing in saying, in particular, who were on the call yesterday, the 8-hour intensive, that when you were removing the cloned alien skin, that they felt that was very effective, and actually they felt it coming off, and the joint lubrication as well. So the person who wrote in about the orbs was actually asking where the orb clearing for joints would be. And I know we have a whole lifetime orb clearing, but I don't know if it's in one of the packaged bundles. I'm wondering if anybody listening has done that in one of the bundles, and if they would want to write us in and let us know either what their experience was with that or getting the orbs off of them, how that affected them. That would be great. And again, you can send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just use the chat links on BBS or on creationlightship.com. Okay, moving on. The next question, Ron, this listener, it was vegan and vegetarian and became very thin, and they were warned that health could turn quickly, and they're just wondering what you do for food.
Yeah, I guess whatever type of food you want to eat, your body will tell you what it needs. So that's all I can say about eating food. Maybe you have teeth, so, you know, they're there for a reason. Maybe to chew meat, possibly, you know, or something else. But, you know, don't get into the new age stuff too much about what people say you need, because it may work great for them, but not for you. So kind of go back to when you think you felt the healthiest. And from there, use that as your guide, in a sense. So I don't recommend being anything. Whatever your body is going to want to have and need at that time. and you could go through a phase maybe where you think you not need to give up maybe eating meat or eating fruits and vegetables or something because maybe your body needs that for a while. But just kind of go by, you know, what's what. You know, the old saying, meat and potatoes, you know. Why did people eat meat and potatoes for so long? That's kind of going back maybe to the 1900s, I guess, maybe before that even. But that's what a lot of the Europeans had, I guess. Maybe even when they came back here to settle in this country, that's what they probably had. They had cows and they had potatoes. So, it's kind of up to you what your body may need. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really great, Ron. And a lot of these diets or, I'm not sure, belief systems about food, it could be something that possibly relates to your ancestry or your past, or maybe you felt there was not enough food, or you were starving in a past life, or maybe you were part of the aristocracy and you had access to all the best food, and now you don't. So your body's trying to balance itself by dealing with all these past sort of DNA imprints that it has, I guess is the word. So it could be something that you need to look into as far as your past goes, and maybe do some generational clearings. And I know you can do, say, an object clearing on your food before you eat it. And I know you can do water charging as well. So those things may help also get some clarity around food. And a lot of people have anxiety about food. I know a lot of people who are vegan and vegetarian because they want to be thin. And it's more of a vanity thing than it is a health thing. And I know a lot of people who probably just kind of blindly follow this because it's another program that they're running and they're not actually listening to their body. They're just doing this because, you know, somebody told them to, or, you know, it's like the in thing to do or whatever. So it's really about listening to yourself and deciding what it is you need and what it is your body needs. And if you are having problems tuning into that, Ron, what maybe are some clearings you could do to kind of help yourself out? I mean, I guess all of them would work, but are there any specifically that come to mind which might be helpful for somebody who's having trouble, like maybe with a prior belief system about food?
Maybe, I don't know, but maybe it's that problematic clearing, maybe. Maybe that might be recycling or mind looping.
Oh, mind looping, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So any of those may tend to work, but you know, just find out what you ate years ago. You know, maybe because of your genetics, your parents ate certain foods. And maybe your parents were, you know, one of those meat and potato families, you know.
Yeah.
Their grandparents ate meat and potatoes, and they ate meat and potatoes, and you ate it for a long time, and all of a sudden you find out that you shouldn't be eating meat and potatoes. But they were eating it because it's in your genetics, and maybe your body needs that. So that's what I'm trying to say. Just find out, you know, what you used to eat when you're younger. Maybe you still need that, you know, because it got you to where you are now, maybe. And now you're trying to change your whole body genetics for something else, and it's not maybe going to work for you too well. So anyway, that's my only advice. So whatever you want to eat, you know, that your body needs, in a sense. I know we all need cake and ice cream and stuff, but other than that, you know, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah, especially when we have it on the light ship for the, you know, birthdays at the beginning of the month on Saturdays. Actually, a lot of people, Ron, were saying that they really felt great from the clearing you did. I think it was not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, clearing out all of those sugar aliens that want sugar from our intestines. So a lot of people were saying they were doing cleansing diets, or they felt motivated to clean up their eating because all those alien critters were cleared out of them. So that's great. And a lot of people also reported they were drinking more water and really trying to get rid of those toxins that were you cleared energetically for us. And yeah, I think it's up to the individual and listening to your body and deciding what it is you need. I mean, when I was little, I used to want to be vegetarian because my parents ate so much meat. So I kind of was like, I got sick of it. So I guess we should move on here, and hopefully if anybody else has any suggestions about diet, I mean, please feel free to email them. But I do think, like, it's kind of what Ron said. You can't really go by a belief system. You have to just do what it is that is right for you and your body.
So what I will say, going a little sideways here, if you want to go into the light chamber with your picture, we're still taking emails for that. So it's $100 or $150 for two events, if you like, and you know, send us an email with the receipt and with your picture, and it can also include, you know, your pets. So, you know, if you have five dogs and two cats, they can come in too. Just take a picture of them. Maybe have them in your family portrait there with you, be alongside of them or whatever, and they'll go to the light chamber too. So light chamber is pretty much on most of the time during the expo, so there's a lot of hours that you can be in the light chamber just by having your picture there. And it will transfer, like you may understand, by having your picture in front of the light beam on your monitor screen. You know, if you're not there to have healings done, it works the same, and you may start to feel this energy come into you. And a lot of times it will be like an absentee clearing. So you may feel maybe healing is happening for you, maybe the next week after the expo even. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And I should, I guess, take this opportunity to mention that Ron's schedule for March and April, he's doing two expos, one the 17th through the 19th in New York City, and he'll be at the Hotel New Yorker for the New Life Expo, and then in San Mateo for the New Living Expo, April 28th through the 30th. And again, that is what is in reference to the picture. If you can't physically be there and you'd like to send in your picture to have it included in the light chamber healings, it will be there for those weekends should you choose to do that. So let's go a little bit back to the, I guess it, this was the Sunday call, and there were a lot of questions, Ron, about the disc and the orbs, and let's see, I had a question here. Someone was wondering, what is the difference between the discs we stand on in the creation lightship and the clearing for the alien orbs?
Well, an orb and a disc are two different things. So a disc could be a healing disc that has one above your head and one that you're standing on. So they're circular. To make it more physical for you, let's just say that it's maybe 6 inches in height by maybe 3 to 4 feet in diameter. So that's above you and below you, and the energy radiates in this special energetic light field of light codes going into your body. So that's what the disc is all about. As far as orbs, those are alien. So they don't even, cross over to anything that would be similar. So the orb clearing takes away aliens that are attached to you. Like I said, take pictures and look at pictures of orbs. You could probably even Google it if you wanted, but hate to have them jump out of the monitor screen onto you, you know? But I could talk about that. In the old days, people were afraid of the, we'll say we're talking maybe 15 years ago now, and people didn't really have laptops, but they did have a, you know, large, like, TV monitor screen, you know, cathode ray tube in front of them, and those are the ones that are maybe a foot in depth. So it's actually a picture tube. Well, that has high voltage to make that make the electrons hit the phosphor, and that energy keeps going out in front of the picture tube. Okay, so you do have radiation coming off the front of your TV set, and you can always, if you have one, just turn it on and put your arm against the front of it, you're going to feel the hair on your arm stand up on end. So that's because there is a magnetic field there, and it will get attracted to you. So there are people that are very sensitive, at least in the old days, and they didn't want to have a computer because of that EMF radiation coming off of their screen. So now what's being imprinted on you? So what you're looking at as far as words, a picture or something on one of those screens, could that image be imprinted onto you with EMF radiation? Well, of course. You're only seeing it with phosphor. So the phosphor gets ignited, lit up, and you're seeing the picture, but it can still go past that phosphor onto you. So a lot of people in the old days said, I don't want to have a computer because I can feel that energy, you know, hitting my body. And they didn't want to have a computer. Well, since we got the newer screens, it doesn't do that, you know, with the LED screens and stuff. You know, it may do it a little bit, but it, compared to the older ones, it'd be like next to nothing. So anyway, that's what I was saying, you know, as you watch orbs on your monitor screen, you know, if you have an old CRT one, yeah, I'm sure that that energy, that force field could actually, you know, hop onto you. Or maybe the newer ones with the, you know, what everybody has now typically may not do that as easily. But it still could be a possibility. That's why I say, you know, be careful for what you watch, because you don't know how you're being hooked up through those pixels. So back to you.
Oh, yeah. But that's a very, that could almost be its own show, Ron, that whole topic. And someone suggested doing, I guess they're asking for clearing your food. Would the harmonic frequency clearing, would that help?
Yes, that would. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. And, you know, that we have the, I think it's the activation for water and things. You could use that for food, too, to neutralize it. So all that is very good.
Yeah, it truly is. Okay,
yeah,
great.
And, what I'll do for people, I did this at the Expo last, and people love the water. So everybody get a glass of water. I'll give you a couple of minutes. And I'll charge the water to help you eliminate the EMF radiation that's in your body. So we'll do that in about 2 minutes. And if you want to hear me at the expo talking at my lectures and workshops, you can get that online. I think it's $30. And I'll be sending out the information. Probably be you know, next week. When I do that, so I'll get the phone number and the login pin, so you can actually listen live to what I'm talking about. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's great. And while everybody's getting their glass of water for charging, Ron, for the food again, someone wrote in and said it could be entities or cellular memories dictating what you choose to eat. So I know entities are responsible for a lot of addictions, including food addictions or sugar addictions.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, they may want to have that, you know. Very good.
Okay, and we'll take one more question here before we move on to the water charging. And someone's asking regarding not thinking. How do you not think when you are working and needing to solve problems and think about what needs to get done, managing other employees, et cetera?
Well, keep doing the mind a heart drop, and it'll eventually work automatically for you. Well, I could switch that over to you when you're being creative and time stops for you and you're doing something. You're not thinking, and you're still, you know, doing a job. Maybe you're painting, maybe you're washing your car, maybe you're working on your car, okay? And maybe you're just doing something maybe you're doing typing, okay? And you're doing things, and you're in the stream, in the flow of your source energy, and you start typing away at a problem or something that you have to do. Maybe you're doing a little advertising commercial or something, you know? And so you got to figure out a jingle or something. So you're typing away, and 3 hours go by, and you got 5 pages of notes. And then you get done and you go, wow, where'd the time go? I'm getting hungry. And then you look and see what you've done and go, wow, I did all that in that amount of time. And because now you're back in the time-based reality, and now you're at the point to where you can edit what you wrote. Now you're probably in the analyzing mode of what's going on. And everything that you typed was perfect at the time, but now you're judging your creation. So sometimes your judgment with the implants in you may get you to delete something that really shouldn't be deleted. But anyway, aside from that, you did it anyway. So that's how it works. So you start doing the mind to heart drop more and more. You're going to get into more of the flow of being out of time. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Remember, the dark side just copied the light. So there's nothing different to the process. Just that, are you choosing to go into light to do it? Normally not, because you're in mind energy. But the two systems are almost identical. The light has more energy, but the dark side had to copy it. So they just copy something that you already know how to do, but they gave you judgment involved with that process. So there's nothing out of the ordinary as far as what you're doing. Just keep doing it, stay in the moment, and it'll eventually click in. So back to you. Just that if you have external input from somebody, naturally they're going to be there, and you're going to be now in mind energy. So do everything before somebody's around you to judge what you're doing. So back to you.
Yeah, and also you can command your body energy to shrink wrap, you know, if you have to have a job where you have to touch people or interact with the public.
And if you're in the flow of things, you know, you're doing great, then all of a sudden your dog starts barking or something, or the cat jumps on your lap, now you know that there's probably an entity in your dog or cat as they're taking you out of your peace. So now you want to do an entity clearing on that because they got interfered with by the aliens and something hopped into them to disturb you because you're getting too empowered in peace energy. So I think everybody should have their water now. So here
Great.
We go. I want everybody to take a little sip of their water. And now we're going to energize it for EMF radiation detox. So here we go. I'll count to 25. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Charged up now. And everybody, take a sip or a drink of your water and just see how it's going down. So back to you, Elizabeth. I guess you're
drinking. Oh, sorry, Ron. I was drinking my water. yeah, it's amazing, actually. Anybody else have anything to say about that? I know a lot of people do things out there to prevent EMF or to neutralize that. It's a lot of simple, pretty inexpensive things you can do. So there's like tons of information about that on there. Just find out what works for you and do the appropriate clearings for yourself, too. And somebody else wrote in, to help with the appropriate diet, the mind of the body clearing might help get you in tune with your body as it awakens your body's inner healer. Also doing the mind to heart drop before choosing what to eat. That way, you're getting out of mind energy, programs, and preconceptions, and getting in touch with your spirit, body spirit, and getting your body in sync.
Yeah, that's good. So when you do a clearing on something, anything you think people might need out there?
How about a clearing for something to do with the top of our head?
Oh, okay. So what we'll do is I'll just close your crown chakra.
Okay, that sounds, yeah, that, I couldn't think of the phrase. Thanks.
Yes. So your crown chakra should never be open. That's the funnel that the aliens come into you with all their programs. There's other places too, probably, but that's the main one. That's why in meditation they show, you know, with the different energies, they show it come out of the top of your head, Yeah, some of the Eastern Indian stuff have that. New Age stuff has that. And it kind of like comes out of you like a magnetic field and moves around your body. Well, that's their gateway. That's their entry. So I want to keep that closed off. So here we go. If you notice, I never work with the seventh chakra because it's not supposed to be open. So here we go. Closing it down. And you're going to feel very good after this. So count to 10 to do it. You can feel it moving slowly, closing up. And maybe the aliens will start hopping out of your body now because they may not want to stay with you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron, and for closing down our crown chakras. And yeah, I think it's where the person was asking about, you know, how do you not think? I think it becomes kind of a daily practice if you're doing the mind to heart drop every hour. And it kind of changes how you interact with the world. So you may even find yourself having a different job where you are more heart-centered or can be more in the moment. So it's interesting once you start doing things that come from a place of inside yourself and creation and source rather than having to interact with or react to whatever's been influencing you from the outside. And somebody's asking, I don't know if we're still doing this, but they're wondering if the Earth is in alignment, Ron.
I can't touch anything right now with that. I'm still working on aliens, getting them up released, so I can't do anything. Even if it is out of alignment right now. It's in process.
Okay, great. And somebody else said earlier we were talking a little bit about money and the energy it has, and this person said that they did the dark side. They used to feel the energy, and they said now it has no energy like it used to. It used to feel like the dark side practitioner, very strong, and when they did the money bill clearing, this person no longer feels anything. So they feel more neutral about
money. Yeah, that's good. I know, yeah. I mentioned before about people wearing a money belt for maybe a couple of weeks to a month. So I'll just talk about that for about a minute here. I don't know what shows it was on. I know I talked about it back in New York a lot. Basically, if you want to have more money come to you, first clear the money on the website to get the object clearing. Clear it off. I even want to wash it in the washing machine. If you can afford $1,000 and get, you know, $10, $100 bills, get some kind of money belt or something to put on you so that it won't come off when you put the money in it. So you have three major fears of money. Plus you have the fear of people's imprints on it and everything else. But the major three fears would be you're going to spend it, you're going to lose it, or you're going to have it stolen. So those are the three main fears. So right away, people don't want to have money on them because of that. Okay? So, you know, if you, I've actually seen people, you know, carrying around $100 was probably no problem, but if they got $1,000 and they're sweating bullets and checking their purse or wallet every 5 minutes to see if it's still there, you know? So right away, that makes you repel money because you're allergic to it. So by having this money belt on, you know, that allows your body to get used to having the frequency of that money. Now, I'm not saying the frequency is a good frequency, you know, but if you have to deal with it, you may have to join in on that frequency somewhat in order to use it, you know. So I won't go into who created the money and everything else. It's just that it's a way to have the money that you see so you don't have a charge on it that, uh-oh, I'm going to lose it or have spent it or whatever or have it stolen. So that's the process for this thing. So once your body gets used to having it, now instead of you repelling money because you're afraid you're going to lose it, now you can attract it to you because you're now money. So you're actually getting involved with that money energy. I don't like talking about this because there's other energies attached to the money. But basically, you're living in the soup bowl anyway, so you may want to just try this. I've had people had great success with it, and they're no longer afraid and get fearful when they see $1,000 in front of them where they would have been shaking before. So that's one way to look at it. And once you're in the flow of that energy, then you could draw more to you because you like it. So like attracts like. So back to you.
Yeah, and I would get in there and do some keyword phrase clearings, like earlier we were talking about the phrase no pain, no gain, and any kind of belief system that you have about money. Because, I mean, I was just thinking as you were talking, Ron, of that phrase, you know, he or she is made of money, meaning someone's very wealthy. So, you know, or I've also heard it conversely stated, we're not made of money. So meaning, you know, there's not enough money to do what you want to do, so you have to think realistically. So all of those things get stuck on us and create maybe financial problems or a feeling of dissatisfaction or any kind of other emotion could be attached to that. So keyword intercept might be a good place to start with that, and that is a free clearing that Ron offers on the creationlightship.com. You can do it anytime. Anytime you think of something like that, it's probably a good idea to clear it. So somebody else wrote in and said, I listened to the Body Blueprint Renewal conference call while in the hospital on February 25th. A few days later, when I was released, I went to physical therapy and was able to walk far more than ever, which amazed the therapist because I live in a wheelchair and I had not been to physical therapy for over 3 months. That is just one of the ways I was renewed.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it looks like that's, the clock is ticking here. So, I guess the next thing that we're doing is back in New York, the next event, and that'll be on, I think, the 17th of this month, March. So hopefully I'll see all of you there. And I guess we'll just do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then you comprehend and went backwards. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go, everybody. You're now in peace. And notice this works internally. Nothing. You're not asking for anything outside of yourself. This is your spirit working with you and your body. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, all you listeners listening, and we'll see you on our next BBS program, which will be Wednesday on Station 1, and tomorrow we have our energetic cording release call, getting rid of these cordings from people, and that's at 5:30 Pacific, $20. So thank you, everyone. Blessings. See you later.